A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had fed the 5,000, his disciples saw him walking on the water. Next day the crowd that had stayed on the other side saw that only one boat had been there, and that Jesus had not been into the boat with the disciples, that the disciples had set off by themselves. Other boats, however, put in from Tiberias near the place where the bread had been eaten. The people saw that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there. They got into those boats and crossed to Capernaum to look for Jesus. When they found him on the other side, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Jesus answered, "I tell you most solemnly, you're not looking for me because you have seen the signs, but because you had all the bread you wanted to eat. Do not work for food that cannot last. Work for food that endures to eternal life, the kind of food the Son of Man is offering you. For in him the Father, God himself, has set his seal." And they said to him, "What must we do? We have to do the works that God wants." Jesus gave them this answer: "This is working for God. You must believe in the one he has sent." The Gospel of the Lord. The phrase "the eighth day" doesn't occur in the Gospel of John, and yet I think that's largely what the Gospel of John is all about. Sunday is the first day of the week, but it's also the first day of the new week. It's the first day and the eighth day. And the resurrection appearances occur in 7 days, Sundays. And much of the bracketing and the ordering of the Gospel is to do with the ordering of the week. But we're in the new week when Christ comes. The first day, the eighth day, is our time. Has been for 2,000 years and will be till the end of the world. And the eighth day is different from the 7 days, the natural days. On the seventh day, God rests. Now, God is never inactive, but for God, work and rest are the same thing. It doesn't change. When it says that God rests, it doesn't mean that he was weary. It simply means that having created a world with humanity, that world was determined by human choices. And God is never absent from humanity. Not anything in creation can be apart from God. But humanity had a certain autonomy. What human beings did, they did on their own. Sin, falling away from God, trying desperately to return to the divine reality through the vast, huge, complex religious practices which so pervaded the ancient world. Or simply trying to survive in this world, this dangerous world. Everything is human. Even though God sustains it and God has a plan, human beings are in a sense on their own. The call of Abraham prepares for God coming close to us, but even then it is human choices. It's only with the arrival of Christ Jesus, the incarnate Son, that something different happens. From now on, God works with us, in us, in a much more profound way than could be possible before the Incarnation and the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's why Christ says, "This is faith, to believe in the one he sent, or rather, this is working for God." God is working with us. It's not working for God in the sense that the servant works for God. It is working with God and humanity together. This is the work of God, is what it literally says. So working for God is quite misleading. The work of God is God's work and human work together. And that's why it involves belief. All of this occurs on the eighth day. And Christ rises again on the eighth day, the Sunday, on that day of the new creation, the new purposes of life. From then on, faith and work, human faith, and God's wisdom and knowledge, human work and God's work, become one. In that sense, God is woken up. He was always with us, always awake, always present, but now he's no longer resting in the sense of Genesis says, humanity itself is now with God, not autonomous. For some that might seem a loss of freedom, that might seem a limitation that we are now forced to admit that we cannot save ourselves, we cannot redeem the world ourselves, we cannot even shape the world to good purposes by ourselves. With the grace of the Spirit and the humility that teaches the truth, she knows with a great joy. Work, says Christ, for the things which will last. Together we are building eternity. Heaven isn't a place waiting for us. Heaven is what we make here on earth. Heaven is our work and God's work together. And that's the gift of the Incarnation and the Spirit and the message of eternal life.